Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we're studying from Roland Springs Baptist Church. Our study is in Hebrews, and this is part three of our study. And today, our lesson is lesson two. And we begin our study each time as we come together before the Lord in prayer. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the opportunity that you give us to come together to study your word. I pray your blessings upon each one that is listening now. And I pray, Father, as we study together, that the Holy Spirit will teach us your word, your truth, Father, that we may live out our lives to bring you honor and glory. And we give it all to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, today we are looking at our study that continues from Hebrews chapter 11. And in this study, we're going to do a lot of review so that we can see how that the author of Hebrews not only used chapter 11 as a chapter of faith, but he used all of the word that he spoke to through these Hebrew Christians throughout the entire book of Hebrews. So we'll start today, and we're going to look back at each chapter that we've studied to get a review in order that we may have a big picture of what he is saying to us about faith in this 11th chapter. So the highlight is chapter 11. Last week we studied some of the verses, but today we're going to review all of the verses to get a bigger picture. So starting with Hebrews chapter 1 through chapter 4, what did we learn in those chapters about faith? They were primarily presenting Jesus as the faithful one. In chapter 2, verse 17, the word from the Hebrew writers said that he, Jesus, became flesh and blood to be the merciful and faithful high priest. And then in chapter 3, verses 2 through 6, he wrote that Jesus is faithful over God's house, over all the believers of God. And so Moses was faithful also as a servant of God. So in chapter 3, God spoke through his son, and he told each of the Christians and us to pay close attention to what Jesus was saying. He said that if you don't hear his voice, then you become a non-hearer in unbelief. So the evil, unbelieving heart falls away then from the living God. So those that didn't believe didn't enter into his rest. So in chapters 3 and 4, the writer was saying to these Hebrew believers that disobedience brings about unbelief. Now, going to chapters 5 through 10 in Hebrews, what did we learn from these chapters about faith? In chapter 6, verse 1, it mentioned faith toward God as some of the elementary teachings about Christ. But he also said that we are to press on to maturity. And then in chapter 6, verse 12, he taught that believers are to imitate others who inherit the promises of what God said through faith and patience. So growing in faith is part of maturing. And then in chapter 10, verses 22 through 23, we studied about the faithful high priest that believers can draw near to God in full assurance of faith with a clean conscience, because God has promised this to the faithful. So faith comes from God. He is the source and the example of faith. And we learned in chapter 10, 38 and 39, that the righteous live by faith, even when judgment is coming and things are hard. So perseverance and endurance in faith lead to the preserving of a believer's soul. So this gives us a review of those first 10 chapters. Now, looking at Hebrews 11, remember this is known as the chapter of faith. And we learned last week what faith was. Do you remember that it is a Greek word, and the root of it is pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, and that also means believe, and it's a conviction resulting in conduct. So verse 1 of chapter 11 told us that it's assurance and conviction of things hoped for but not seen. So why is it necessary that we have faith? Because faith is approved by God, and without faith we cannot please Him. And it is the preserving of our souls. And then it brings salvation, because that's how that we receive our salvation, is by faith in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now, to review back what we studied last week, I'm going to take these in the Old Testament that we studied, how that they received their salvation through faith. First of all, we look at Abel, and we learn that he was a righteous man who lived by faith, and his offerings were approved by God because he was faithful to God. And even though he is now dead, he's still an example of a righteous one that lived by faith. And then we went on to study Enoch, and we learned that Enoch didn't die, and he was also a man who pleased God by faith. So one man of faith died, and one did not. Now, go on to Noah that we studied. He believed what God told him about the coming judgment of the flood. And so, in obedience to that, he built the altar, which saved him and his household. And he was a righteous man, and he lived by faith, even in light of coming judgment. So, next we studied about Abraham. His faith grew from following God to a foreign land to believing that God would give him a son. And his faith grew so that when he was tested to offer up Isaac, he considered what God had promised to be able to raise him from the dead. In other words, we learned that God had faith to believe God, that he had given him the promise of a son, and that if he took his life, he believed that God had the power to raise him from the dead. And we know the rest of the story, how that God offered the sacrifice, which is a foreshadow of Jesus that was offered in our place as the sacrifice for our sins. And then we learned about Sarah. Sarah was a great example of faith. And she considered God faithful to his promise, even when it looked impossible in her old age to have a son. But God's promises of blessing went from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, whose name God changed to Israel. And all of those promises that he had given to Abraham continued through their sons. And then we studied about Joseph, that he was a man of faith. And then Moses, his parents were people of faith. And Moses was an example of not indulging in the pleasures of life. He had the opportunity, since he was raised by Pharaoh's daughter, to have that life that a king had. And he chose, though, to have faith in God to bring his people out of bondage. So endurance then is part of faith, and it leads to reward, because Moses was a man of endurance. He kept going back and back and back to Pharaoh to release the people from bondage. And because of his faith, then God brought about the release of these people, the Israelite people, out of bondage. So this is an example then of endurance and diligence and confidence. And then we studied about Rahab, the harlot. We know that as Jericho was destroyed by the faith of Joshua, who led the Israelites at that time, Rahab also trusted God. And she was a resident there in Jericho. And we learned how that she hid the spies from Israel. And she believed the reports that she had heard about Israel and how God had been with them and had rescued them throughout their journey from Egypt. So, we know that her faith spared her and her family from death. And she didn't perish with those that were disobedient. So, now then, let's go to Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verses 32 and 34. And I'm going to read starting with verse 32. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promise, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, and put foreign armies to flight. So these were the ones that he did not set aside, but he said that these were great men of God, and everything that they did was by faith. And you can see how that they did all of these things, conquering kingdoms and performing righteousness, and they obtained promises. And we know that Daniel, the mouths of the lions were shut, and they were quenched by fire's power, and they escaped the sword, and they were made strong in weakness, and they became mighty in war, and it was all by faith. Their faith is what helped them to be able to overcome these things. So, now then, let's go further into the chapter 11, verses 35 through 40, and I will read these, and then we'll pick up on what they are saying, starting with 11:35. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced mocking and flogging and further chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, people of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, on mountains, and sheltering in caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So, the result then of faithful living, of righteous living, is not always rescuing from harm in this life. Because you see, as we read this, that other people of faith in the Old Testament, they were tortured, they were mocked, they were scourged, they were imprisoned, they were stoned, they were cut in two, they were tempted, they were killed, they were destitute, they were afflicted, they were ill-treated, and they were left wandering. But they gained approval by God because of their faith. So today, we too gain God's approval by our faith. It's the same today for us as it was for them. But let's look at verses 39 and 40, and let's see what the scripture is saying that we can understand. It says,
And all these of the above, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So what does the author of Hebrews mean? What is he saying here, that these had gained approval through their faith but did not receive the promise? You have to look at the time, the context of the Old Testament. Remember, in that time, Jesus had not yet come. So they were looking by faith to the promise that had been made, that they would receive a Messiah. So they had not received him yet, but by faith they believed that he was coming. And because of their faith, their belief that he was coming as God had promised, they received their salvation. But then it says in verse 40, but God provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. And what it's saying here is that in the day that we live as believers, we are looking back at the cross. They were looking forward at the cross of what was promised to come. But we look back to the cross because it has been fulfilled through Jesus. Because we can look back, and by the witnesses of those in the New Testament that walked with Jesus, that were taught by him, and they were witnesses, they were eyewitnesses of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Even in his resurrection, he presented himself for 40 days before he ascended to the Father. And at that time, he presented himself to the disciples, and the scripture says to 500, and to those that were in the upper room, and he told them that they were to go to the upper room and wait for the Holy Spirit. And after they received the Holy Spirit, they would be able to go out and fulfill the commission to preach the gospel, first in Jerusalem and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the world. So we today receive our salvation by faith, because we have God's Word, and we have in God's Word the witnesses of those that saw Jesus, walked with Jesus, saw him crucified, saw the resurrection. And as Jesus was preparing to leave, we see in the book of John, he spoke to the disciples and he told them not to be grieved. He says, let not your hearts be troubled. Don't be grieved, because I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And where I'm going, you can come also. And of course, we know the rest of the story, how that one of the disciples, I'm not sure which one, said, then how can we know the way if we don't know where you're going? But Jesus then told them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So, here we see that this is the fulfillment of what was spoken of to these Hebrews in the Old Testament. And it's through us and by us, it says, provided something better for us. And that was when Jesus came and died and rose again. So, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. In other words, apart from what took place, what they were seeing was a foreshadow of what we know has taken place. So apart from that, they wouldn't be made perfect. But now, through death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, then they are made perfect. So it's such a wonderful chapter, and not only in this 11th chapter, but as you see in our study today, throughout all of the chapters that we have studied, that the Hebrew writer, the one that is writing to the Hebrew Jews, they were called Hebrews then, we know them as Jews, they were given the assurance and the encouragement of their salvation. And he is not just speaking to them, but the scripture was written for us as well today. So we will continue our studies next week as we get into lesson 3. And we'll study some more in chapter 12 about faith and about pleasing God. So let us close today in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your word, Father. We know your word is truth. And we know with assurance and with confidence and with hope that we can truly rely and believe your word. And we believe all of this by faith, because we know, Father, that you give us the faith to believe. And we know that it pleases you. And we just praise you, Father, for your precious word and for your precious promises. And thank you, Father, that by Jesus, that we are truly saved and that we have the faith to believe that. And we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.